Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of My Insane Menobrain, the Untamed Thoughts of Artemis North. I got up this morning in a pretty good mood, and I sat, had my cup of tea that my husband lovingly made me, started going through my Instagram feed, and ta-da! Another creator who believes that menopause needs to be a mainstream discussion posted about a show that's only on in the States, and I'm Canadian, called The M Factor. It's on a PBS. We don't have PBS. Well, we do have access to some PBS, but I don't have access to this show unless I sign up for a private viewing. So I think I'm going to either create a workshop type deal or a viewing for my Go Brunch rooms or get some friends together. Either way, apparently we can sign up and they will send us a link and we have to view it on that day. It's good for 24 hours. We can view it and then the link is gone. Fair enough. I want to see it. It looks really good. I was able to see a few clips. On one of the clips, a doctor named Sharon Malone, or Sharon Maloney, I'm not sure, she talks about menopause as one of the experiences that every woman shares. Every woman. I mean, yeah, we all go through menopause, but that is celebrated. You know, it's a milestone. When a girl goes through, or not menopause, puberty. When a girl goes through puberty, that's a milestone. You become a woman. Not all women have children. And then we get to menopause and it's hush. Don't talk about that. Oh, how sexist and ageist can that be? Why are we, you know, pushed away into a closet? Just because we're getting older and our bodies are changing. We're going into what's supposed to be the golden years of our lives. Why is everyone shutting their mouths about it? We should be able to talk about it just as freely as we talk about sex. And we should be able to talk about that freely. Long, long are the days. Long gone are the days when we talk about sluts. Because let's face it, heightened or hypersexuality sometimes is a symptom of things like ADHD. And let's face it, why is it that a woman who wants to experience sexuality and really enjoy it for what it's supposed to be, why does that make her a bad person? You know, think about it. I won't get into that because that's another topic for another day. So anyways, back to the M Factor. There's another doctor in the States, who I saw in one of the clips, that specializes in replacing testosterone. You don't think about testosterone in women, do you? But it's really important for our libidos, as well as our mental health. So testosterone has not been approved by the FDA for treating menopausal women. So when this doctor prescribes, apparently the dose is 1/10 of what you'd prescribe to a man. And it's really hard to prescribe it because A, it's not covered by any insurances, so it has to be paid for out of pocket. And B, it's it looked like a gel. So she pulls out this packet and it's full of gel. And she says it's really hard to figure out what is one dose of this and how to make this one packet last you for the 10 days. So she didn't give us any fixes for that, though I'm sure she probably has one. It was just a clip. Anyway, so she's talking about how it takes, you know, a month to 2 months before women start to see any difference. And at 2 months, one of the women that was interviewed was talking about how her friend said, "There's something different about you. You're not as negative." And the lady that was being interviewed said, yeah, she said, I have not been happy. And my libido has been a big disappointment. She said, at 2 months, those things just rapidly improved. Can you imagine that? I think that's amazing. I mean, let's face it. There's got to be some perks to aging, other than seniors' discounts. Why is it that we go through our life living the life that we're supposed to live, yet we're one of our greatest joys in life is taken away from us by menopause? I mean, let's talk about it. I have a lot of thoughts there, but this is supposed to be family friendly, so I'll just stop it right there. And hopefully everybody is as comfortable discussing these topics as I am, because we need to. The fact that the FDA has not approved the use of testosterone in menopausal women tells a lot right there. Why is our care system always letting us down? I think what gives me great hope is seeing these women. Yes, they're of menopausal age. Would have been nice if they'd have started sooner, but the fact is they're doing it. These female doctors are getting to the age and they're going through these things themselves and they're saying, hey, I've got the knowledge, I've got the ability, I'm going to do some studies on this and I'm going to figure out how to help my patients. And that gives me hope. Hopefully the next round of, I guess they would be Gen Z's coming up, the ones that decide to go through medical school. I hope that they look at the gaps in care for women and decide to do a lot of study and start filling those in. We can but hope. So let's discuss this. I was talking to a friend and talking about the hashtag MyInsaneMenoBrain, and she made a really good point. She said, maybe that's too long, and people... I'm lazy. People don't want to have to remember all these things or type in all those letters. So let's call it MenoBrain. Is that easier? M-E-N-O, brain. MenoBrain. So let's discuss. Hashtag MenoBrain. Any social media platform, I'll be checking. I think we need to make menopause a mainstream discussion. Let's do it, ladies. Anyways, have a great day. Make your world a little better, and let's go a little crazy.
Just try your best to make it through with love.